Hey guys, it is Megs and this is Lifestride Fitness Training. And if you're here because you're clicking on the title and you want to know what this is about, well, this is about my journey through the 75 Hard Challenge. Now, I will tell you that some things have come to my attention, and I'm going to get to them in a second, but that have me, I don't want to say frustrated, but have me a little bit in my head about things. And we'll get to that in a minute, but I just want to kind of give everybody an update on my 75 Hard Challenge. It has been a couple weeks since I have been here. I don't even remember the last episode that I recorded, but I am officially on day 46. I'm doing really, really well. I am keeping going. I am motivated. I'm doing what I'm doing. Now, that being said, if you don't know what the 75 Hard Challenge is, it is a 75-day straight challenge that if you deviate from any of the items listed, you have to start over back on day one. Now, I will tell you that in my mind, I have completed 46 days straight. According to, if you look at the 75 Hard online or you have the app, everything that it states, I have done to the T. I've had my gallon of water. I have done 2 45-minute workouts, one being outside in the elements. I have stuck to my dietary recommendations. I have not had any alcohol. I've taken a progress picture. And I've had my gallon of water every single day. I'm not sure if I said that. So for right now, 46 days. About 2 weeks ago, I was running out of things to read. So I bought the 75 Hard book by Andy Frazella, wanting to know more about how he did his 75 Hard, how he came up with the 75 Hard, his background, because I do really respect him. And I thought it would be great to add it to my list of things to read. And in reading the book, something came up that caused me to, for a moment, doubt myself. And stating this, according to his book, I have failed a couple of times. And I'm going to get into that in a second. But according to myself, I'm still kicking ass. I have not made a single excuse. I have gotten it done. And I've had some things that have come up that have caused me to, there have been some days that I wanted to throw in the towel and give in, but I didn't. And one of those things being that my Apple Watch exploded on my arm this week. And when I say exploded, I have the original Apple Watch and the back came completely off. The silicone has busted. I've had it for 5 years. It has been through countless workouts with me and it decided to just go kaputs. Tried fixing it a couple of ways. I saw a guy on the internet fix it. It worked for a day and then it just literally burned a little circle, very minimal, but burned a little circle on my arm. It's nothing. I mean, it stinks. I will say that because it was the way that I was able to keep track of my rest time because I am typically not a person who will rest the amount of rest that I need to while lifting heavy. I know this about myself, so if I have a timer and something to actively watch, then I will make myself do it. So it's been difficult the last few days. The same time that this happened, I ran out of pre-workout. I didn't let that become an excuse, but for those of you who have been listening, my day starts at 3:45 in the morning. The alarm goes off. I immediately get up. I don't hit snooze. I change, I get ready, and I go out to the gym. I take my pre-workout, I take my progress pictures, and then I get into my workout immediately. Don't check social media. I just get into my workout to get it done. Without pre-workout, 3:45 a.m. workouts are difficult. They are tough. I am a mom. I am a wife. I have a full-time job with an hour commute each way. I also am on the side a personal trainer. So when I get home, I train clients. I also have to work out in the afternoon or evening and do a walk, which is normally what I will do. I will do a 45-minute walk, which turns out to be about 2.36 miles. So let's get into why, according to the book, 75 Hard, I failed. When he's talking about workouts, he specifically states that you can't do back-to-back workouts. Well, again, if you've been following for a while, you know that because of tropical storms and hurricanes, there were days that I planned out to work out first thing in the morning. So I always work out first thing in the morning, but I would do my walk in my driveway in the rain, cold rain at that, and then I would go on and do my Lyft workout. According to the 75 Hard book, that's cheating. I have not done anything else that deviated. I haven't had a sweet. I haven't had any quote unquote cheat meals. I have stuck to my macros by eating whole healthy food, and I have not cheated, not once. So according to this book, I have failed a few times because I watched the weather and didn't want to be outside in a hailstorm. But that's just me. For a few days, this really bothered me and really stuck with me. And I was like, I can't believe I didn't know that, because it's not mandatory to read the book to do the 75 Hard Challenge. But it's also not detailed that you can't do your workouts back to back when necessary. I don't do it very often. I only do that when there's going to be a weather issue. But for a couple days, it bothered me and it stuck with me. And then I decided, you know what? This is still mentally tough on me. I'm still making great changes in my life, mentally and physically. But creating mental toughness, that aspect is there. I have been kicking my butt to get things done. This past weekend, my daughter turned 4. Didn't have any cake, didn't have any sweets, which is fine. She didn't want any either. I took cupcakes to her school. That was fine. We got her a playhouse and I helped put it together in the backyard, and I kind of considered that as my outside workout. But then as the day went on, I felt like that was a cheat. Like, I didn't feel like I had worked hard enough for that to be considered an outside workout. So when it got dark and everyone was at my house, I chose to go into the backyard and do laps. I have a fairly large backyard. Do laps in the backyard for 45 minutes just to get the job done and not give in on myself. The mental toughness that I am putting my body through is working. And I don't feel honestly in my heart that I have failed. But according to the standards that Andy Frazella puts in his book, I've failed a few times because I have done back-to-back workouts on days that it was necessary. Again, I say this because I was a little frustrated. But then I did an evaluation on my own life. He talks about your internal voice and how it will drag you down during this mental toughness challenge. And it's trying to. It's trying to tell me, well, you already failed. You're not doing it right. You did it wrong. You have failed. And I'm choosing to not listen to that voice. I'm choosing to keep going because in my mind, I've done the 75 hard to the best of my ability. I have worked very hard on this challenge. And that's not to toot my own horn. That's to for me to look at myself and tell myself, self, you're killing it. Keep going, because it's not over yet. You still have 34 days to go. So if you're doing the 75 hard, I strongly encourage you to get the book and read it first, because there are parameters in there that will help you to make sure that you do it the right way. Because if you start reading the book and you find out that you've actually messed up, it's going to mess with your psyche. It's going to mess with you. So take my advice, read the book first, do the 75 hard challenge, because I think it is so worth it. I think everyone should do, or at least attempt, the 75 hard challenge and get out of your own way and unlock your full potential. But that's just my two cents. All right, guys, I'm going to link everything that I have done so far in the show notes, and you can check that out. I also have Andy's book listed as a 75 hard. And so, yeah, that is it. That is my update. I will try to update you more. I haven't had much to say until now, but I'm still going. I have 34 days left. It'll finish up right before Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, where I can go to see my family and really just have a grand time at Thanksgiving. So I hope everybody's having a great week, a great time. I hope that you're accomplishing your health and fitness goals. I do want to put out there that I am taking online coaching clients, but I have limited spots. I only have 3 spots available for the rest of the year. So if it's something you're interested in, message me, email me. All of my information is in the show notes. Reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you to get you started on your goals now, so that when the new year comes, you have a leg up and you're ready to go through the holidays with confidence. So if this is something that is interesting to you, reach out to me. Let's see if it's a good fit, and let's get you started on Monday. All right, guys, I hope to talk to you soon, and bye. Peace.